Welcome to Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. Greg Richard, joined by Judy Sharp, back with us today. Afternoon, Judy.
Oh, afternoon, Greg. I thought, you know, 1 week of Scott might be enough for you. Is that true?
Oh, that's fine. Yep, it's fine by me. As long as one of you walks through the door, it's...
You're happy.
I'm happy.
You're happy. That's good.
It's a little nervous hour for me after that, but yeah, it's good if one of you two come in. But well, nice to see you back, though, anyway.
Yeah, I thought I'd give him a turn, you know. Don't want him to forget stuff.
Exactly. You don't want to get him too rusty.
No, that's it. Definitely
just
not.
Get him back in, get him, refresh him up and...
Yeah. Slap him around the jaws and say, answer the question, Scott.
Now, you've given me quite a big list today, Judy.
I have, yeah, because what about the weather?
It's a bit of a mixed bag, isn't it?
Gosh, it's unbelievable, isn't it? And so I thought, well... I think we might need a few things to talk about today, so I did give you a big list.
We might just go for the first couple.
Yep.
Let's not do it all now.
Well, Greg, look, I was of the opinion that the weather is so unsettled and, you know, just driving around looking at gardens, I've been observing a few things and, you know, I think the weather being unsettled promoted me to do this long list today.
Well, you want to look at fruiting plants first up.
Yeah, well, with the unsettled weather, the fruiting plants will be very affected. Very affected. And so it is time to hit them with some sulphate of potash to promote the fruiting.
Yep.
So anyone that's struggling with that kind of situation, that's what the problem is. It's the unsettled weather.
Right. Is this going to be like an issue? Because if we have one day where it's, well, we had like 32 degrees.
On Saturday,
yeah. And now today it's what, 20 degrees and wet.
Yeah, and cold.
It's going to sound stupid, but is this going to confuse plants?
Oh, of course. Yeah, naturally it is. And, you know, you've noticed all the callers we get about Agapanthus. Mm. Why aren't my Agapanthus flowering? Well, when I've been driving around, I've been looking and some are and some aren't. And... then some are just starting to open. But I keep looking at them and thinking they don't know whether it's spring or not. Mm. You know, so that probably is the problem with the Agapanthus. So I did have that on the long list. So we've covered that now in a dash too.
Just move that into as well. So just crank it with a bit of fertiliser at the moment and try and get them flowering.
Definitely with some sulphate of potash as well.
Rightio. So we've got Deborah first up today. From Kay's Beach, and she's got little ants apparently eating her strawberries. It's no good.
Oh, how dare they, Deborah?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, very well. And are they ready for picking?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, they don't wipe them all out, but they do have a nibble at a few.
So what's the solution here? We can't spray them. Oh, well, you could, I suppose. And then you will have to just withhold eating them for a while.
Oh, right.
Is that what you're thinking of doing?
Well, just something that's not going to be toxic to me, like not too toxic anyway. Something natural, if there's a natural way of deterring the ants.
Yeah, look, I mean, we're going to get a lot of people ringing up with suggestions about little bowls of water and et cetera, et cetera. If you stay listening, you probably pick up on some of them. But I'm just thinking, what about if you sprayed with pyrethrum?
Right, okay.
Because that's, you know, that's perfectly safe. And you will just, you know, wash the strawberries, but, you know, don't eat them for a couple of days. It takes them a while to really ripen up, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So do it while they're still green, is that what you're saying?
Oh, look, no. When the ants eating them when they're green or when they're red?
Well, as soon as they get a little bit of red on them, then they start on them.
They start, yeah. Well, yeah maybe. Well, you've got to try and deter them out of the garden bed, haven't you?
Yes. So, I've got them in pots.
Oh, you've got them in pots, okay.
Yes, and they crawl up the pots.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'd be spraying the side of the pot with something to kill the ants, really.
Right.
And don't spray it on the strawberries, of course, but
you could spray
the pyrethrum on the strawberries and then just, you know, take a little couple of days before you eat them.
Yes, yeah.
So you'll find it's by Yates and it's in a ready-to-use spray pack, so
okay.
Very easy to use. It's called... You ready? Pyrethrum. Yes. Yates pyrethrum.
Okay. P-Y-R-E-T-H-R-E-N.
Oh, you're very good. Yeah, very close.
I just spelled it the way it sounds.
Yeah, pyrethrum.
Okay.
And you will find it in most, you know, I buy it in the supermarket, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so you'll find it in the supermarket shelves.
And you do that just as they're starting to ripen?
Yes, I would, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and don't eat them for a couple of days.
No.
But no, look, you'll see there'll be instructions on the bottle anyway, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's a pretty safe product.
Oh, it sounds good. Mm. Yes, it sounds like it's what I've been looking for.
Okay. We don't want you missing out on those strawberries, that's for sure,
no.
Deborah.
Well, I like to wait till they're fully ripe before I pick them anyway.
Yeah, I don't
because
know.
Because the flavour's better.
It is. And
they're nicer.
Yeah, they are. And I wonder when the ones you buy, they must pick them too early because the flavour is never in them, are they?
That's right.
Yeah.
They're not the same.
No, they're not. Better to have the homegrown product, that's for
I think
sure.
I like everything.
I think so. Thanks
Thank
for the call,
much,
Deborah.
Thank you very much, Judy.
You're
okay,
welcome,
have
darling.
A good day.
Bye.
Right. Bye.
Pyrethrum's always your first port of call, really, isn't it?
Oh, look.
When it comes to the insects?
I've got a couple in the garage on the go all the time because it is such a safe product.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and I found, remember when I had those awful grubs eating my clivia?
Yep.
Pyrethrum got rid of them.
All rightio.
And I was surprised because they were there by the thousands. I'm not exaggerating. No, Greg, I'm not exaggerating. They were there by the thousands and they were all crawling all over one another. That's how many were on the leaf.
That doesn't sound overly pleasant. Actually, this next caller doesn't sound. It's a bit of a Beatles again here today.
Okay. We better have a look at that.
Beatles all over the miniature. We've got Jenny from Spears Points. Afternoon, Jenny.
Afternoon, George.
And we've got Beatles on the Mandarin tray.
Yes, horrible ones.
Hi, Jenny. Let me give you a hand with that.
Thanks, Judy.
Yucky beetles. Oh, okay. So they're stink bugs, are they?
Well, that's what my husband thinks they are. I didn't get close enough to see, but I suppose that's possibly what they are. They're about the size of the big size Christmas beetle.
Yeah.
And when you look at their wing, it's a bit like when their sort of wings are closed, it's a bit like a shield shape.
Yeah, that's them. You've got the stink bugs.
Oh, mate, there's millions. Oh, it's not millions, that's exaggerating, but there's dozens. There's dozens. I was at the clothesline yesterday and I heard one buzzing around me and I thought, it's too early for Christmas beetles.
Uh-huh.
And then I landed on the tree and I hit the tree and it came alive.
Oh, they sure do. But listen, we had a wonderful listener in a few weeks ago.
Right.
I don't know whether Greg's going to remember this, but I do.
I don't remember what I did this morning, let alone a few weeks ago.
Okay, Jenny, you know what he used to get rid of them? Okay, you ready?
Yes.
The green washing detergent, and the name is...
That's right.
The name is...
Fairy.
Okay. My husband said some more hot soapy water.
No, well, look, get that fairy, the green one. He said it had to be the green one. Remember, Greg?
That's right. That rings a bell. I think I heard you talking to
him. Yes, yeah, and I only ever use the green one in the washing up, so I'm prepared already.
Okay, I'll have to get some of that.
Yeah, I did.
So just put it on neat, not diluted?
No, he diluted it. He diluted it, yeah.
Put it in a spray can and...
Yeah, and off he went and... He said you have to try and get it underneath them because their backs are so hard, but it's underneath that kills them, yeah. So
no worries.
But, you know, I mean, I went into my local shopping centre the week after and they had them on special, the big ones, and I smiled.
I bet you did.
They only had the green ones on special, Jenny.
Oh, that's good, and I'll have to look them up then because I've never had these on there before.
No.
Or if I have, not... It must have been only a couple because I've never seen them before and I've had the tree for years.
Yeah, well, you make sure you get rid of all those little babies that are there with their mothers, won't you?
Right. Do they just go for the leaf?
Yes, no. Well, they do, but they'll go for you.
Yes, well, that's what I found when I hit the tree. They seemed to, and I thought, oh, well, I've just disturbed them. I didn't know that they were coming towards me or not, but I didn't give them a chance.
Oh, don't watch out because they spray something that burns your eyes. So.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Okay,
good
well.
To know. Thank
okay,
you, Judy.
Off to get the green stuff.
Yes, definitely. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Might need some goggles as well if they're spraying you.
Well, they do. Yeah, they spit at you.
Oh.
Mm, definitely.
And, Judy, I remember a few weeks ago you wanted to talk about roses, but didn't quite get there.
No, we keep missing out on them.
We do, but you want to talk about climbing roses?
Yeah, they're very relevant at the moment. Mine have been beautifully in flower. And a lot of people, when they grow climbing roses, they make the mistake, Greg, of pruning them when you prune other roses, which is about July, August.
Yep.
And if you do that, then they don't flower because you're cutting off the flowering stems.
Right.
So I can tell people that are keen rose growers that are listening today that if your climbers are now started, if your climbers are now starting to finish flowering, you can prune them after that. But when you prune them, you must give them a dose of sudden impact to promote new growth for them.
Right, okay.
So that's climbers, but, you know, even, you know, bush roses, standard roses, it's time we spent a little bit of time talking about that, if we have time.
Okay, right. Well, let's jump straight into it. So we've got to probably put sudden impact into them as well, or?
Yes, you definitely would, and I always, when we've had this amount of rain, like to give them a handful of dolomite as well.
Okay, what does that help with?
That helps with the acidity.
Right. Okay.
Dolomite's really lime.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you're asking me curly ones today, Greg.
Well, if you don't ask, you don't know.
As long as you remember when I try to trip you up next time.
Well, that's a fair chance that might, may or may not happen. It took me a while to get to the dishwashing one today. So.
Okay. Well, it took me a little while too, because it was a few weeks ago, but it was such an interesting topic. And, you know, remember we had other callers ring in, and one man rang in with a, what was I going to tell you? He rang in with the amount.
That's right, yeah, he had a bit more definitive.
Yeah, he was more definitive. It. Yeah, it was a litre with
40 mils?
40 mils into a litre, yeah, so... you know, it's good when your memory bank kicks back to the other listeners. We don't forget about them, Greg.
We don't, which is very important. But I still think the green one is still, every other colour has to be the green one.
It has to be the green one. Well, maybe that same gentleman might ring back and tell us why.
Hopefully.
We could do a little experiment
here.
We could
as well, yeah. We could buy all the different ones and conduct an experiment.
Yeah, we could too, but we haven't got the problem that he had.
No, we'll have to find insects for it as well.
Yeah, we'll go out there around the bush.
We've got Kate now from Macquarie Hills, and she thinks that she's got something eating her stuff in the garden.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. So what's being eaten, my dear?
I think it's pronounced Aeonium. I've got a white variegated starburst one that is very beautiful, but something's eating it, and I don't know what it is, but it's losing a lot of its leaves. I'm also wondering how to propagate it, because it doesn't have all the little babies that come off the stem like its cousin, the purple one, does.
All right, okay. Is it an enemy?
I think it's Aeonium, and I only Googled that when I took a photo of it.
Well, the spelling's good anyway, so that'll give us a bit of a clue what we're working on, won't it?
No, I hope so.
Yes, certainly. Now, are they in flower now?
Well, it's a succulent, so no.
It's not, okay.
No.
Well, succulents are very easy to promote, to propagate.
Yeah, I've tried the leaf in the soil and I've tried leaf in water and they just rot. Although that's the white variegated one that I have, and that's the one I'm most concerned about because it's the only one I've got. It's got one very large rosette, but there's
no side shoots coming off?
No, and yet I've got a purple one that, you know, there's, God, it's reproducing millions of babies.
Right, okay, and you just, you just pull those off and stick them in the ground, don't you?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, and that's what you do with succulents, but the white one, it's the white one that's the mystery one.
It's very much a mystery, Judy. It's got no little babies coming off it, no offshoots, so I thought, okay. So I've stuck it, leaves in ground, leaves in water, nothing, it just rots.
No. Look, so tell me, is that in the sun?
It is in the sun, yep.
Right, okay. And you're not over-watering it, are you?
No, they're in the garden, so God looks after that for me.
Oh, that's lovely. okay, look, I wonder if any of our listeners out there knows that particular succulent and probably could give us a bit of advice about it.
I've looked it up. I can't find anything about it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm at a loss, to be honest, when one's shooting and the other one's not. That's the mystery, isn't it? I'd say white can always be difficult in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if anything gives you problems, it's a white plant.
Mm-hmm.
So that could possibly be it.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe, wonder if you took some shoots off the purple one or the blue one and put it in alongside the white one.
No, they are actually all growing in the same right next to each other.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's white, it's got green in the middle, and then it's fringed in pink around the outside of the leaves.
Yeah.
And then, on top of it all, something's eating it.
Oh, no.
Eating it and the other one, so then I'm doubly worried about it. And I'm just listening to you about spraying fairy dishwashing. Does that work?
Kate, it is not a joke. It is true, honestly.
I'll just go home and spray it. We'll have bubbles and hopefully whatever's eating it will die.
But you have to have green, Kate.
I know. Gentleman... I'm on my way to Woolies now. I'll get some green.
Because the gentleman, we've had a couple of gentlemen ring in about it. And, you know, they virtually swore on a stack of Bibles that it works. So
I'll give it a go.
Give it a go. But, let's listen on and see if someone gives us another clue.
All right, then. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Kate.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And we've got Keith from New Lambton, and he's got an issue with stink bugs as well.
Oh, Keith, they're menaces, aren't they, at this time of year?
Yeah, g'day, Judy. Look, quite some time ago now, I bought off you at Sharp City Gardener on your advice. This stuff called, I've got the packet here, Amgrow Insect and Mite.
Killer, yeah, right. Now, how old is it then, Keith?
It's about, I bought four or five bottles off you that was on special, and you said to sort of mix it up a bit stronger and just spray it on my fruit trees. And that's what I do. I had those little red ones, and I must have killed 200 of them, literally. And the local birds had a beano, you know, the Indian miners and the wattle bird, and they all come around and eat them up. And it doesn't harm them because I've got the same birds living here all for years. And it's really effective. And now I'm waiting now for that next tranche of stink bugs, those sort of more solid ones that fly.
Yeah, they're devils, aren't they?
Yeah, but this stuff you sold me, it knocks them. It kills them, bang. You know, you can wipe out, I literally killed 200 of them all my trees. Just wondering, is there, I haven't seen it. Is that still around or is there something similar? It's you sold it to me, yeah, it must be 8-10 years ago.
And you haven't got any left, have you? Because it wouldn't be worth using now.
I've got a bit left now.
Oh, right. Well, it mightn't be, going to work now at that age, but...
I did. This is one I've had for 10 years.
Oh, right.
I just mixed it up, and I literally killed 200 stink bugs. I'm not joking.
Oh, now you're running out of it, so now we're in trouble.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. Well, you gave me excellent advice to get this stuff.
Well, Keith, I've
got
my beautiful
fruit trees, and, you know, I'm just hoping it hasn't gone the way of Roga, I've still got some, and I only use that if on my tomatoes if, you know, I'm going to lose 3/4 of my crop, which you can do. Because the fruit flies seems worse and worse, but the Roga fixes them. But, this insect and mite is really good stuff.
Yeah, that's wonderful. But you know what, Keith? The Roga, we shouldn't talk about it probably on air anymore, see? But that's all right. No, we're not breaking any laws or anything. But
No. I had a drum of it. I've still got quite a bit.
But well, people are going to ring me up now, Keith, and say, Judy, where can we get that Roga that Keith had?
Well, you can't. I can tell them it's gone. Gone with the dodo bird. But I'm just wondering whether this AMGRO insect and mite is still about. Or...
No, look, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure AMGRO might have gone by the wayside. But look, why not try... Yeah. The fairy green method that has been recommended by a couple of listeners.
Yeah.
You go and buy fairy. It's some washing up detergent.
Yes.
And you can only buy the green one, the gentleman told me.
Yeah.
And you will mix up 40 mils into a litre of water.
All right. Fairy.
Fairy dishwashing green. But you've got to have green, trust
green.
Me.
Green. Okay.
And give that a go, and seeing you're such an expert on these stink bugs, can you ring us back and say, yes, it did work, like the AMGRO?
Yeah, well, I will. You know, sometimes you catch them, they come up, the bigger ones come up like cicadas, and I've had them waiting all to climb up my tree. I've come up in the morning, and there'll be 50 of them at the bottom of your tree, and... if you catch them before they march up the tree, that can be good too. You just basically kill them, you know.
Yeah, but watch they don't spit at you, Keith. Anyway, look...
Yeah, I know. You've got to be careful.
Yeah, try the fairy and give us a ring back in a couple of weeks, will you, and let us know what happened. I'd be really pleased to hear it.
It's Gardening Talk back on a Monday afternoon. Well, we've got a couple more calls left. We've got Vicky from Hamilton South, and she's got a question about gardenias.
Hello, Vicky. Gardenias.
Hi, Judy. Love. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. And, oh, aren't they beautiful now they're out in flower?
Oh, aren't they wonderful? Oh. They smell so lovely, don't they?
They don't last in the house, though, do you find?
Well, actually, I don't have it in the house. I've got it in the garden.
Oh, yeah, no, but I pick them for in the house.
Oh, okay, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I'll put them... Actually, you know, I put them beside my bed.
No, they're gorgeous. Now, what's your problem with them?
Well, now, what's happening, Judy, is they're dropping flowers and they're starting to, go yellow.
Yellow, right, yeah.
Yes, they're yellowing.
Yes, okay. Well, I'll tell you what they need. They definitely need some cow manure around them. Are they in pots or in the ground? In the ground?
Yes, in the ground, yes.
No, definitely it's cow manure time for the gardenias because the flowers are using up all the strength of the fertiliser.
Ah.
Yep, so it's time to feed with the cow manure, particularly now you've got the yellowing leaves. So, and the other thing is, it makes sure they're getting watered. I mean, we're getting rain, but, you know, your plant may not be getting enough water either. Is it in somewhere where the rain is getting them?
There's a lot of sun and I do water it quite often, actually every day, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, okay, that's not the problem.
Yep. No, see, I've put some, nitrosol and the sea salt.
Yeah, look, sea salt won't do much, but the nitrosol will definitely... Okay. Cow manure, particularly at Hamilton South, because you're very sandy.
Yes, that's right. Yes, it is. I noticed that I have a lot of clay there, see?
Yeah, yeah.
So the cow manure, you
definitely
think.
The cow manure. I had the same problem at home myself.
Right. Oh, okay. And how much would I use of that, Judy?
Oh, look, depending how big your plant is, but, you know, make sure you water the soil first and then water it in.
Oh, okay, water it in. Yeah. Okay, right. Okay, good. I'll give that a go and I'll see how that turns out then.
Let us know, Vicky.
Lovely. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a lovely day, Judy. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.
We've got Sue now from Karua, and she's also got a question about gardenias.
Oh, Sue in Karua, what's happening with your gardenias?
Good afternoon, Judy. I've got the opposite problem to that lady. I've got a gardenia tree. It's in a really, really big pot. It gets plenty of sun and water. It's loaded with buds and they get to a certain stage and they just won't open and they're really, really hard, the buds.
Oh, okay, right. That's a different one. So now tell me, have you ever given that pot plant a dose of sulphate of potash?
No, I've given it Epsom salt.
Right, okay. Look, I think we'll go for sulphate of potash, even if you got some Flourish for flowering. That's a wonderful right. product, and you use that every week because right. obviously they're lacking in some element.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's do Flourish for flowering and sulphate of potash.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, they're covered in buds and they're the big variety.
Yeah,
and
the Magnifica.
I said to my husband, oh, look, the gardenia's covered in buds, but they get to a certain stage and the bud just won't
they
open.
They won't open. No, look, I think yeah. we're on the right track, so get those two products and give us a ring, Sue, a couple of weeks and let us know how that worked.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Have
thank
a good day.
Thank you too, Sue. Thanks for the call. Bye.
Quickly got time for one more call. Nick from Barnsley, and he's looking for an animal-safe snail killer.
Oh, gosh, that's a difficult one. Difficult one, sorry. Look, there is some products that say they're safe for animals, but then when you read on the back of the packet, Nick, you'll see that yep. they qualify it.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, we've got a cat, and of course the yard's full of little lizards, and we don't want anything to be harmed.
No. Look,
and we think it's snails. It's a decorative plant. We've only just purchased those furry leaves, and it's getting holes in them. And we've found snails on the pavers below the stand, but we can't find anything on or in the pot. And the other night when I went out early as the morning, one of the big holes had like strands of slime bridging the hole, but still no critters on it.
It does sound like snails, doesn't it?
It sounds like it, yeah, but the buggers have been sneaky.
Yeah, they are. But the other thing is don't hesitate to think that, I had them there yesterday at my place. Oh, you know, they've got big leaves and they fly and eat everything, not grasshoppers.
Cicadas, locusts?
No.
A big wing.
Yeah, I hate them. But anyway, they eat and they fly away, like grasshoppers, but they're brown.
Do they leave slime?
Look, if they're a big one, they may, but I'm pretty sure you've got, I think you've got snails, so you've got a bit of a problem there, Nick, unfortunately, because of the cat.
Right, yeah. So the only way we could do it, but it's a pot. In a stand, so if we could contain just in the pot itself, then I guess the cat's not going to get into that.
No, well, that will work. Yeah, you just have to keep an eye on the cat.
We've seen two snails on the pavers below it, but you'd think you'd see tracks up the pot, and I don't know, maybe they've got...
Snails are pretty...
Stealth snails, I don't know.
Well, I was just going to say that. They're pretty sneaky creatures, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I think you need to try something, obviously, if you don't want to lose that plant.
No.
So,
and sometimes you see a track on the leaf, and what happened is it hasn't been eaten yet, but the track has sort of gone through the fur and exposed what looks like a normal green leaf below the furry coating.
Yeah, no, look, it's definitely snails. Sorry, Nick, I can't help you any more than that, darling.
Okay, look, I do appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for the call, Nick. Give us a ring if you can't find a solution.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.
Could you use the fairy for that as well?
We've
just about everything else at the moment, so.
Oh, that's incredible, that fairy story, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Judy Sharp, we've got about a minute left and there's still a few more things on your list.
Yeah.
Now, we've already mentioned gardenias, which we've had a few calls about that, so we can cross that off.
Yep.
Do you want to have a look at fruit trees?
No, I want to look at... applying Flourish to annuals to boost them for Christmas.
Okay.
Christmas is around the corner.
It is. It'll be Christmas before we know it.
Yeah. Yep, they need a little bit of Flourish every week now to keep them flowering. And also, too, with azaleas, they will now need a mulch with peat moss because they've been flowering and now they'll need a little bit of encouragement to keep going. What one did you suggest we discuss?
I did fruit trees.
Fruit trees, right, okay.
No? Azaleas?
No, we've done azaleas. I didn't think I had fruit trees on the list.
It's number 5.
Oh, okay. We are organised. Sorry, listeners. Okay, it's time to fertilise your fruit trees with blood and bone.
Got in quick there, Judy, because we're just about out of time. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.